tonight, we are counting down the minutes during which our Chicago Public School students can enjoy their freedom. Griffin's going to be he's going to get ready for his very first day of high school in just a little bit. He's going to go to bed. He's going to wake up a high school student. It's a crazy night, Elliot.
Well, he's been through how many orientations now, and he should know everything. Yeah, and you know, it should be like nothing. He should be like walking in, big man on campus. And he owns a place.
I don't know about that. You know? Freshman year can be very daunting. It depends on how you go into it. And the beginning of the school year is important, obviously, for the students. But we want our teachers to feel as though they are important and special. And I was thrilled to find out from my friends from Walter E. Smith that they had done something wonderful for the Teachers Lounge at the new Jenner Ogden School. They've blended. We don't know what the new name is, but we have Maureen, Colleen, and Katie in studio with us from Walter E. Smith. I believe that you know the founder of the furniture company, Walter E. Smith. Is this someone we're familiar with?
Actually, we don't know him because he was our great grandfather.
Was he your great grandfather?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he passed away in the 70s.
Before your time.
Before our time.
What a legacy he's left for everyone, though.
It's pretty incredible.
It's a wonderful thing when a family business has generations of people who want to be involved, who want to carry on that name. And it was a pleasure to meet both Katie and Colleen at our open house. I didn't have a chance to meet you, but they told me about what was going on at Jenner Ogden. Tell us a little bit. Who wants to tell me about what happened with the two schools merging?
I'll take that one.
Excellent.
So a couple of years ago, the two schools decided to put their resources together, if you will. So Ogden is the Chicago Public School on the Gold Coast, and it was overcrowded and doing very well academically. And Jenner was kind of in the shadow of the old Cabrini Green housing project, and it was very under-enrolled. So it was kind of like, let's solve two problems here.
Within blocks of each other.
Within less than a mile of each other. So the CPS can spend millions of dollars increasing the size of Ogden, while Jenner sits a couple blocks away, literally half unused.
Okay.
Or we put the two together. And so after many years and many debates, it's finally happening tomorrow, which is really exciting. So the Ogden School on the Gold Coast will be essentially the elementary school, while Jenner will turn into the middle school, and it will serve 5th through 8th grades.
Including kids from the Gold Coast and from the community that was formerly the Cabrini Green neighborhood.
Correct. And so actually Ogden serves Gold Coast, and it has kind of a gerrymandered district, if you will. But it serves a very diverse Ogden, as it stands or as it stood, was the 10th most diverse school in the district. So mixing Jenner in just kind of makes everything a lot better for everybody. It's a great solution, in my opinion. And it's Walter E. Smith Furniture. We're just more looking for a way to let the teachers and everybody know that their community supports them. They've got the love and the energy and the hope of their whole city behind them.
Yeah.
As I think most schools do at the beginning of the year.
Well, and I also think that it is an opportunity, hopefully, for other communities to learn from one of the wealthiest neighborhoods that has bordered an incredibly impoverished neighborhood and how we can move forward as a city.
Exactly.
I mean, we talk about this a lot. I'm so far removed. My neighborhood, Jefferson Park, is so far away. And there are arguments about whether or not we should open up and make opportunities for people from other communities. And there's a lot of resistance. And this is something where you were so close to each other. I hope that people will look at this and say, okay, if they can do this in the Gold Coast, we can do it anywhere.
And that's kind of what I'm viewing this as, is there's so much riding on this, not just for two schools, but I think for the city and for the country. I have so much faith in the leadership at the schools. I don't think they will let this merger fail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that everybody's going to be putting so much effort and love and enthusiasm into it that I don't see it doing anything but good for all of the students involved.
That's incredible.
I'm excited.
I want to hear more as the progress goes. And it's going to take years to really know.
It will.
But the first year is going to be something that we want to, you know, pay attention to and see how we can do this in other communities. Colleen, so were you part of the, I know you guys were loading in on Friday, I think I saw, no, Thursday you were heading over, right?
It was Friday, actually.
Friday morning.
So Maureen and Katie were in charge of that day. They were there really taking care of making sure that the truck arrived on time and the teacher's lounge looked perfect and comfortable and welcoming for all the teachers when they came in. My role was really just supporting what Maureen had going on with this. She came to us with the idea to help support Jenner, and I just wanted to help her make sure that this was going to be something that we would all be proud of in the end, and that these teachers would feel they would feel really special. And like Maureen said, they would feel that love from their community. And I do think that's how they felt when they walked in. They all seemed very happy in that new space, and they're going to be happy when they start school tomorrow there.
That's so cool. And Katie, what kind of elements did you guys pull together to create that environment? Because we think of teachers' lounges, you know, from Welcome Back, Cotter, like some odds and ends chairs. Yeah. That, well, that they fell
that's
off.
Exactly how it was.
Really?
Those poor teachers.
Exactly.
We wanted it to be beautiful and functional and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I really think we achieved all three of those things. We did a massive sectional that's really deep, too. I mean, it's as deep as a twin-size bed. So, I mean, a teacher could legitimately take a nap on it, which they probably will have to do every now and then.
Sure.
And then we had, we did three really large dining tables, like round dining tables, so which are conversational. And I'm just picturing them eating there and hanging out. And, you know, they all just, when they came in, too, they just all seemed like they're a really close, tight-knit group. So I think they're going to have a lot of good times in there.
I think so, too.
Yeah, we also want to make it beautiful, too. So we didn't want to make it feel like the sterile environment you just described. And we just had, you know, we even accessorized it. We had finishing touches. And
Look, if the newsroom is any indication of what you guys do, because that transformed just on one wall, right? And mm-hmm. in the WGN newsroom, we obviously have all of our workstations and you know, there and Roger's, you know, bountiful buckets of candy. Is Roger's out back there? Do you see all
it
the...
It is everywhere.
Oh, I thought those were Walter everywhere. Jacobson's buckets of candy.
It was, no, it's all Roger's. Roger has them shipped specially to the station. But there's a bit of, like, there's class and elegance, but a little bit of whimsy that you guys brought into the newsroom that was just so perfectly tailored for what they need. Right, because
we met with the ladies in there, like Judy Pilek, and they just had so much bubbly personality that we couldn't just throw anything in there. So Katie had the great idea.
It couldn't be sterile.
It could not. Katie had the great idea to put those amazing bone inlay chests in there, which I think just kind of turned the space into from boring to really special very quickly.
No, but functional. Because the first thing I heard when I came in here for the open house the other night was that immediately the news one of the news anchors,
Judy.
Yeah. She scouted out which drawer was going to be
hers. They were fighting over the drawers.
Yes,
they were.
Well, one of the
drawers. There was a cat fight in the newsroom.
Well, now they have the printer on one of
the news they don't report. Yeah.
Walter E. Smith causing drama. News at 6. It's wonderful, you guys. And when we come back, I want to tell you a little bit about the offices, too. Again, we're talking to Maureen, Colleen, and Katie from Walter E. Smith. Colleen and Katie told me that someday my couch will grow up to be an adult couch. I don't know that Maureen has seen it yet. It's so very, very sad.
It's it's cute.
It's cute, if that's what
it
you
has
were
a little happy
for.
Pillow.
I know, my little...
Do I send some quotes around that, too?
It's adorable.
It's cute.
I think there's a couple quotes in that office, too, like the little pillow that says happy.
It does. It says happy on the pillow. Because if you say happy. It, maybe you'll believe it.
Put it in the universe.
You're right. You got to put it out there in order to enjoy it. More with our guests when we come back. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. Andrea... Go ahead, man. If you follow WGN Radio on our Facebook page, I'm sure you've seen the video of Rokan receiving a spectacularly beautiful Carnarvon wagon, and that was brought in by our friends from Walter E. Smith. He had this, like, it was a metal and glass Carnarvon, which was fine. It had been, it had served its purpose, but you guys brought in this gorgeous, it's wood, it's elegant. Now he always stocks it. It's, do you know how hard it is, Elliot, to walk by Ro's office? And just, he's got Telemore Dew whiskey in there. He's got all kinds of like gin and vodkas.
And it's all locked up, darn it.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a glass window, right?
It is a glass window.
I think you need a Carnarvon wagon of your own.
Come
on now.
So I do in my office have a little couch. And you guys have come in, and I thought that the work you guys did, one with Rose Carnarvon wagon, those cute benches like those for Bill and Wendy's show, and I think I saw it in Steve Cochran's window as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really, Yeah, those are really, really cute. And they also have the element of blue that obviously we carry through the station.
Yeah. Yep.
So I was just noticing that.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that you noticed that. That was one of our little of thoughtful details.
A lot of clients bunch those together for a cocktail table.
Well, that's smart.
Super cute. Yeah.
Well, I came in the day of our open house, Elliot, there's a really cool photo. I want to say the early 1900s. It's a shot of the Wrigley Building, not unsimilar to what we would have seen from the Tribune Tower. And it was on my couch. It's a really cool shot. And I was like, oh, someone gave me a photo. But the couch is so small, it actually looks like it's just a ledge for the photo.
It's a little pissed.
I was like, oh, they tell it. Because it was leaned up on my couch. I'm like, and someone found a use for my little couch.
You need
my
to post futon. A picture of the little couch on your Facebook.
We all want to see it.
Happy little couch.
I regret not doing an unboxing. Of the
that would have been good.
For YouTube. What about all the 10-year-olds watching that unboxing video?
I'm saying, because Scott Santos and I were unboxing it, and we were constantly thinking, well, there has to be more to this. Are we missing a box? Is there something else? What do we do with this? And all the parts, like all the screws and all the washers and everything and the bolts, were inside the couch.
Oh,
so you had to put it together, too? I thought that thing just kind of folded open.
No, we had to put the legs on, and the legs are only about like 5 inches.
So how much time did you invest in the assembly?
15 minutes, maybe.
Okay, that's not brutal.
No,
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me it was like an 8-hour.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but everyone stood in the doorway of my office and went, interesting choice.
Oh.
Yeah. So I went out and I bought. I was doing the floors of my bathroom, and I was out at Hobo's, and I got 3 pillows, and now everyone's like, oh, I like what you did with the pillows. I'm working on it. I'm just, you use what you got.
That's true. Accessorized it well. Yeah. You did accessorize it well.
Well, I look forward to putting that portrait up. I'm actually also thinking about.
Oh, you haven't hung it up yet?
No, because I
have a ledge.
Why does it need to hang it up? I was
going to
say, you can't sit on your little couch then. It's like an easel.
We sit around it. We just all pose. No, it's very, very
cool. They were supposed to hang that up for you. I asked the guy hanging them up, and he said he was going to take care of it. So.
Yeah, I think they stopped at the. There's a divider, right? So there's the Rokon show across from the John Williams show. These are all our offices. Uh-huh. And then there's a Steve Cochran show, the Bill and Wendy show. Then you have our bosses. You have. Stephanie and then Todd, right? And then there's a door, there's a wall, and then it's me and Nick D on the other side of the wall. So I don't think that they made it past that wall, what I'm saying.
Well,
yes,
working their way down.
It's yes, exactly. We will. I know that Marlene will get on that for me.
Mm-hmm. I know you better tell Marlene that you're next.
I will. Marlene did tell me in no uncertain terms not to ask for anything until 2019.
That's like 4 months away, right? 3 months away. You're there.
Exactly, right? Yeah. I'm not pushing it. I'm happy to be right. Where I am. But I want to talk about because you obviously took on the Jenner Ogden School Teachers Lounge as a passion project. What are the kinds of things you find in the community that you guys are able to get in there and make a difference? Because we think of decorating as a sort of like, oh, that seems like a nice idea, but it changes the way you occupy a space, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
We actually recently partnered with Folds of Honor. They're an organization that helps provide educational assistance to the families of fallen and disabled military heroes. So we partnered with them in a way it was very different from anything we've done before. Nice. What they do is they built a spec home out in Johnsburg, Illinois. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's kind of far out there.
Suburban McHenry.
Yeah, suburban McHenry. So they built the spec home out there, and how they built it was all through donations. So donated time, labor, materials, this entire, $430,000 house, all of it was donated. We came in to help stage it in the end, and Katie and another designer, Meg Calloway, out of our Arlington Heights showroom, helped to stage it just to really make sure it could get top dollar when it sells. Every single penny from that sale then will go toward funding these scholarships.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a really cool organization. They're doing something different, and I have identified something that these families need. It's not a short-term fix. It's something that's going to help them in the long run, and that's giving them an education, and that's priceless. People need that. So it was a really neat organization to partner with.
I love that.
Yeah.
And when it comes to decorating, what do you want to tell people? Because they're afraid to take chances for the most part, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Whether it's color or different elements. You guys put like white fuzzy pillows on that couch, which it adds a little bit of whimsy to it.
Exactly.
Which people when they come in there, they're in awe of how cool it is. And it's so surprising.
Well, we've kind of seen, over the last 5 years, it's just everything going out in our warehouse is gray or beige. And in the past, like I would say 6 months or so, we're seeing a lot more color going out to our clients' homes.
Oh, great.
And to me, that just is kind of like, I don't know, is it a sign of the times? Are people becoming more optimistic now? What is this a reflection of?
Right.
I don't really know, but it certainly is fun to see, you know, watching that go into the trucks every day.
Now, are all three of you moms?
We are.
You're all three of you moms. Yes. So how does that affect the way you buy furniture? Because I refuse to buy anything new until my kids stop spilling stuff.
Well, we've been really big into worry-free furniture lately. Okay. So it's all the fabric, you know, that you can pour a glass of wine on it and it just falls right off, or tea or whatever.
It's glorious. It's glorious. I have three kids. Frosting. Maureen has six kids. Katie has five.
What?
And yeah. Uh-huh.
And I asked them what their nutrition plan was, because these are some lean women. These are, they are.
Chasing kids.
Yeah. Chasing kids.
Chasing kids.
All right. What, Elliot?
Don't you all watch TV? I mean, you know.
Do something else besides.
Yeah. Because
sometimes,
wow.
Sometimes
when there's time.
Well, I love how worry-free means, well, I spilled some wine on the couch.
I mean, maybe if people are drinking wine when their kids are around. I don't know who does stuff like that.
But. Well, I was going to say, I said that when the kids stop spilling stuff, but I was thinking of how many times Steve and I have spilled wine.
Oh, yeah.
Adults are equal offenders. You can't just blame the kids or the pets.
Good point.
But we filmed a commercial with a white sectional with worry-free fabric on it, and we can personally attest to its performance.
Mm-hmm. We tested it out.
We spilled red wine on it, a big deep dish Chicago pizza on it.
What?
We had my dog, we got his paws all muddy and he ran across it.
Maureen has twins,
1 year olds, and they drew all over it with markers. Like, what else did we do?
It all came out.
Everything literally came
brand new.
Because we had to keep filming it. So
sure.
It had to wash out.
So when you say that it's worry-free, but you do all those things, so what are the... I mean, there has to be some... I mean, it's not just like scrape it off.
It's got like a... It's actually like a technology, really, like that's in the last few years really improved. I mean, mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy. It's awesome. But they basically build in the stain protectant into the fabric. And it's all somehow green certified, too. It's very cool.
Excellent.
So it's like, it's safe too. It's not like, you know, you're thinking about kids using it. You don't want to worry about weird chemicals.
No, but
that was my first thought when I heard about
it.
I was like, well, what kind of crazy chemicals are they spraying on this? Mm-hmm. And it's actually all very green and healthy and safe.
Do you have any opinions on how to decorate a bachelor's apartment?
Black leather.
Lots of leopard. Satin.
Mirrors. All right,
table beds.
We have, what was that?
Nothing.
That was Colleen.
How about like a hanging bed? Does anybody do those?
That's crazy.
Are water beds? Can you even still buy a water bed if you wanted to?
I don't know.
Or what about like a circular bed?
Exactly.
Where do you get the bedding for that?
On a rotating platform?
Yeah.
Is that a problem for anybody? Hi, Elliot.
Hi.
Was this a question for Elliot?
No, because I have Paul Farvar coming in, and I'm wondering if you can help him. And he's not trying to be in a long-term relationship.
Well, then get a circular bed. That'll make sure that happens. Yeah.
With mirrors all around.
Yeah, a circular water bed. Rotating water bed.
We're going to have a conversation.
From the rafters.
I think that what you want out of life, you can also put out into the universe through you, the way you decorate.
Yeah,
let's definitely. Do you want to hang out for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
We'll talk to Paul.
We're good.
And tell him how to maintain his bachelorhood.
We would love to talk to Paul about how to scare off women. Through decorating.
But not immediately. He seems to like, he has said in the past that his threshold is about, well, he's shaking his head at me. Come on in, Paul.
Come on in, Paul.
Is it like a 4-day
commitment-free apartment?
Come on in. He needs an apartment where after 3 months, she's okay to be like, we're done here. Come on in and have a seat, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
We're gonna have a conversation about decorating a bachelor pad when we come back after
the Your bachelor pad.
Your bachelor pad. So far, we've had black leather. I believe the idea of a water bed, but we're not sure if you can still buy one of those, but possibly a circular bed, I think with a rotating platform, but that seems weird. Elliot has thrown in ceiling mirrors, so we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Is it a 70s porno? What are you guys thinking over here?
Actually, there's a lot of water beds out there. I don't know why you're worried about if they even make them, because, you know, where the water goes through the deep tunnel into the water beds.
We're talking about the flooding, and Paul was like... you know what? So far, here are the porn names that we've come up with tonight. Buckets of Candy and Deep Tunnel. It is time now.
Wait, was that just turned into a weather joke? Water beds?
It
It took me a minute to register.
Paul's like, what did I
what
walk into?
What would Tom Skilling think about all
I
of
think
this?
He would laugh at all this as well. I think he would enjoy the hilarity. We were hanging out with our friends from Walter E. Smith. They have redone the Teacher's Lounge at Jenner Ogden Schools, and we appreciate that, and I think it's a wonderful thing that they've done for the teachers. As CPS resumes tomorrow, Griffin, get to bed. You've got a half an hour, because even then, you're only going to get, he's got to get up at 6. Anyway, we'll talk about decorating, and in particular, how to get Paul Farvar's apartment to the point where he, you know, he can start a relationship and comfortably end it after 3 months. Hey, Paul.
Oh, hey.
We're trying to figure out how to decorate your bachelor pad.
Okay. I mean, I got furniture from Walter E. Smith. I have couches from there. The most complaints I get about my place is not the furniture, because I didn't pick anything.
Well, that's
in
good.
It. Someone who was, like, well-trained did every time.
The decorating is nice. I think that you
the
could...
The wall coloring is what I get a lot of concern about.
I actually kind of like
Wait, what
the,
color is it?
I have a bright yellow orange in my bedroom.
Yeah.
It is. Sleep with that.
I like it.
Isn't it bright?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Is it
I,
all the walls too? Or just one
It's
focus?
All the walls.
All the walls. Yeah. It's like a mango.
Okay.
It's like a it's, I saw it at Bellagio.
I like that color. I just feel like it would be hard to sleep with.
That's what people say. I don't have a problem with it. So.
I've never been in Paul's bedroom, to be clear.
And I'm like, how do you know?
No, well, the hallway leading to the bedroom is also.
Yes. Know. And you've got like a beige in one of the bathrooms.
Yeah.
I think.
That was like a, there's a brown, like chocolate brown one, and then the other bathroom's blue. And then the music room where I have all my music supplies and stuff is.
Like a reddish?
Dark red, like, yeah. Which was popular in like 2003, which is when I painted
and
it.
And that's my sense, is that you could probably do with an update. Not that I couldn't as well.
Correct.
Our paint is still the same colors. We have like yellows and we have like a, speaking of, we have like a Caribbean lime green in my kitchen, so I'm not one to talk, yeah. To be fair. I have, you know, a different situation. You use your apartment also for work and as a podcast studio,
right.
As well as being a bachelor. So I think you have a lot going on.
Well, I heard the black leather. You're not being serious, right? Like, I did have black leather couch, like, for
not
a long
serious.
Period.
Not That's serious at all.
Well, no, she said, could we design it so that you would... Stay a bachelor forever.
Yes.
And that's where the black leather
so we were saying like black leather and cheetah
I see.
Yeah. Prints.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Well, I got it. I don't think I need furniture to ensure that I stay a bachelor.
Aww. Well, and here's the thing. I mean, like your apartment does not scream, let's make a family together. I think that's basically what I think a bachelor is probably, if they want to stay a bachelor forever.
I have to childproof it when my nieces and nephew come in because I have to like move everything around because it's very... fragile to children or drunk people, as I've noticed.
What about drunk children?
Drunk children, it's a whole nother. I haven't gone there yet.
Yeah.
Now I know where the wine spills are coming from in this household.
It all comes
the drunken
circle.
Children.
Look out. Yeah. Well, when you sit down for a consultation with somebody who's trying to redecorate, what kind of questions do you ask them? I mean, obviously budget is one of them, but what else do you try to find out about them?
You know, I think everybody has their own personal style, and there are many clients of ours that are like, oh, I don't have a style. I don't know what it is, but you really have to like tap into it. And sometimes you have to start with the question: if they are somebody that says they don't know what their style is or they don't have a style, like what don't you like? Because that kind of narrows it down quickly too. And usually people have strong opinions about what they don't like. But
too much white modern, like sharp edges and metallic. Those kinds of things always make...
That would be your, what do you not like?
You know why? And Steve, my husband's going to hate me for saying this. He has a friend, let's call him John, because that's his name. So we were visiting his parents' house, and they had this little entrance, and we were coming, it was wintertime, we were coming over to watch the Rose Bowl, and they had this entrance, it was like Spanish tile in the entrance, and we walked in, and his mom like stopped us right away, started yelling at us to take off our shoes, which we would have done anyway, but we were given like, there were six of us given like a band of like 3 feet to all sort of like topple on top of each other because she wanted to make sure we didn't get our shoes or boots on her white carpeting. Well, then don't put the white carpeting so close to the front door.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just don't get white carpeting.
You want to be able to live in your house.
Yeah.
You want to be comfortable and you don't want to make your guests feel uncomfortable.
Right. And I'm sure that they were perfectly happy living in their home. Then don't invite people over in a social.
Right. Right.
like right
well,
away.
Your home's got to be functional. It kind of goes back to that.
Right.
White carpeting just isn't functional, everything. At least entertaining, you know?
Everything. Everything was white. White, like, shaggy carpeting, like fur kind of stuff. Yeah. Look at me. Yeah. I'm like, it was yeah. like,
you're,
deep
You're doing
plush.
The texture. You're, like, yes. imagining the texture. Like,
yeah. And everything was just sharp and harsh and white and metal. And
yeah. Were the sofas covered in, like, that custom-made plastic wrap?
No, that was why you weren't allowed to sit on them.
Yeah, yeah.
If they were covered, we were, you know where we were sent? To the basement.
Banished to the basement.
That probably means she thinks you're young, though. Like, that you could be, you could take that ordering around.
We were, like, in our late 20s. We were like, all right, we'll just go, Mrs. See K, ya. We'll just go downstairs. See how I edited? Steve will be very happy that I edited.
It sounds like the house in Big Lebowski when he goes in.
Yes.
And she's, like, trying to, well, I don't know what I can say on the air. But
yeah, no.
Where she's trying to take advantage of the Big Lebowski. I said it right.
But I think that so for me, I conjure up memories of things I don't want. I like things that are comfortable. Mm-hmm. I, you know what? Is it still popular to have like prairie styles? Or is that something that kind of, that seemed like more of a 2000s?
I think that's kind of classic. It did kind of get a little bit more popular in the 2000s, but there's, especially in the Chicagoland area, there's like definitely a classic element to prairie style.
What's prairie style?
The architecture. Kind of like Frank Lloyd Wright,
mm-hmm.
like arts and craft.
In yellow and muted greens and some maybe some oranges and muted reds and things
fall
like that
colors.
For colors. Like, yes, yeah. I would say fall colors. And just
brown leathers.
And the woods are kind of a dark wood with black, you know, hardware on them. It was typically what we did. And to that, so when people are picking out furniture, I think that they'll go someplace and not realize that there are things that you should really pay attention to. And I'm saying this also from experience. The glides on a drawer. Right?
Mm-hmm. You're going to be doing that every day.
You want, right.
Yeah. Yeah. You want it to work well and you want to be comfortable with that.
Yeah. Because you don't want, you know, especially if you're going to have a kid, let's say you have a child who likes to yank the drawers off.
Right.
And then it's just that middle strip and not the side glides. You want the mechanics of what you're going to use functionally every single day are important. But we don't necessarily pay attention to that, do we?
Well, I think the issue is that most people do a big shop for furniture like once a decade.
Right.
So people just really aren't very educated on what to look for when they're shopping. And it's a scary purchase because it's a big purchase. And it's something that you're going to have to look at for a long time. And I just wish that people would take a few minutes to educate themselves on what to look for in quality and what to look for in comfort and what makes them really happy. You know, those, I couldn't be more sincere when I say that all of us in our family and in our company really just want people to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So if black leather and a spinning round bed make you happy, then
mirrors.
I want you to have it and be happy every day looking at it.
And Paul, you know? Get your spinning round bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
My
that.
My parents had a round bed in the 80s.
How
it was popular.
Well, our question, I think, earlier was...
The sheets. Yeah, the bedding. Where did they get their bedding?
It was, they had customized bedding with the sheets. It was satin bedding. And they had a thing where you turned the stand and the TV would pop up like very slowly.
What?
Sounds
God forbid someone sees you have a TV in a room. Yeah. Like, why do you need to hide that?
So. Can you imagine folding that fitted sheet though? What a nightmare.
Oh yeah.
No,
yeah.
That
spin? Had to do it. No, it didn't spin as far as I know, but...
You know how I would fold that fitted sheet like this.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly.
Now you're doing how I fold folding
to do.
Yeah,
just ball it up, just sort of fold it on top of itself.
Yeah.
Well, since you're downtown, I'm going to keep you for one more segment, and then I know that you've got family and kids to get back to. But thank you so much. We are hanging out with Maureen, Colleen, and Katie from Walter E. Smith. We're going to talk more about decorating your home. I think we've got some plans for Paul Farvar's bachelor pad.
I had some comments recently. This weekend about some stuff in my past.
Oh, well, let's talk a little bit more about that and how we can help you out. Elliot Serrano joins us as well, and we won't call you a bachelor because you are in a wonderful relationship.
Yeah, but she doesn't like my idea for having a bed that looks like a pirate ship.
Oh, man.
It's so
all right,
weird.
Let's talk about
a deal breaker.
Let's talk about bold choices when we come back on 7. To making a commitment to a bold choice. And by the way, from the 312, someone says, my late aunt in Ohio always made us go to the basement when we visited. As kids. We weren't
You're not
kids.
Alone.
We were in our 20s. Some of us were married, for crying out loud. You know their jingle. You dream it. We build it. Walter E. Smith. the ladies of Walter E. Smith, the women of Walter E. Smith joined us in the studio, and I was just telling them, I was like, so are the brothers still doing the commercials? It's you guys now. You're the next generation. You're the fourth generation. You're bringing in this new vibe. It's exciting and it's fun, and we're going to teach Paul how to stay a bachelor forever. Is that actually ever a request?
Me.
Teach you? Well, yeah, right. Paul's like, I'm handling it pretty well on my own. Paul has a 3-month cutoff. Not on purpose.
I don't. It happens
organically.
Give or take 3 months. Yeah. Sometimes it's like a week.
Well, do you want to settle down?
Not right now.
No. Okay.
I'm pretty happy.
Paul hosts the podcast Singles Only.
Yeah.
On iTunes.
We celebrate being single. So,
okay, so
I kind of have to.
Okay.
Otherwise,
yeah.
I lose the license for my trademark.
How do you get girls to go out with you if they know that you have a podcast called Singles Only?
It's been an issue lately. No, I don't know. I think a lot of there's certain people that are like that don't want to settle down. I think we're finding more and more people based on the podcast where people are like, okay, well, see where it goes. It's not like I'm ruling out situations like that. I've been in relationships, committed relationships, and not like I'm going out like with 50 people. I just have no time to commit to a relationship, which is what you need to do when you're in a relationship.
And Elliot was
he was on the show.
Yes, was on the podcast, but is no longer
kicked off.
Yeah, he's been kicked off the.
No, what happens is when people do the podcast, people listen to spill their guts out, and then they get into a relationship. Elliot told me specifically the next day that's why he got on a relationship.
Yes, but thank God she hasn't listened to that.
Oh, I was going to say.
No. I said some stuff on that
yes,
podcast
you did.
That I don't think anyone I'm involved
with. A lot of
here.
People have asked to take down the podcast when they're in a committed relationship. And it's kind of crazy. I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
You get us to
and
go
people
on
get
there.
Upset.
Yeah, you get us to go on there and say stuff that we're like, we normally wouldn't admit. And well, then it's like, ha ha ha. And I'm like,
right.
Oh, God.
It's not just me. Patty does it. Patty got some good information from some of our guests in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's a calming psychiatrist in her.
I see an opening, and I just walk right through it. That's all. But I try not to do it in a way that makes them feel as though they've been taken advantage of.
No,
I'm very gentle about it.
And that's the thing. Like people that ask me to take it down, I'm like, look, if people are going to judge you for what you say on a podcast, then maybe. Then you shouldn't be hiding your true self. Like those are things you said at that period of time in your
life. It's a heightened state of reality when someone's on a podcast talking about being single, though, don't you think?
I don't think so. I think it's a fair representation of who you are.
Fair, that's fair. So with that though, I want to talk about Paul's. Paul's not alone. No, Paul's not alone when it comes to this sort of trend of not settling down. Mm-hmm. And so you probably work with a lot of clients who are single. They don't know if they want to get married. So what kind of advice do you give them when they're decorating to sort of plan for what to be who they are now, but also plan for the future?
I would just say,
be you.
Yeah.
Make it personal. Be happy. There's no shame in whatever stage of life that you're in.
And no, not at all.
At the very least, you deserve something nice to come home to at the end of every day where you can sit down and spill wine all over it if it happens and clean it right up and move on with your night. I don't think there's no one right or wrong way to decorate a space. Just be happy.
I think if you're single, too, and you're already planning for kids, like, you're probably going to be scaring off people anyway. So.
But Paul and I have talked to many women, and not too many men, though, but many more women, obviously, who know they want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
They've given themselves sort of a deadline, and come or hell or high water, they're going to make that happen. Then so that's fine. Be who you are.
I feel like if you have your
live
own
in the now.
Place, if you live alone, if and when you do settle down someday, there will be somebody else who will be butting in with an opinion on your decorating.
To fix
so
it.
Enjoy making that choice on your own right now.
You have to merge your two styles.
Yeah. Do whatever you want. Furniture's not forever. It doesn't need to be. You can upgrade or you can change things over once somebody else is in the mix.
That's true.
But if you tell people to be themselves who probably shouldn't be, like myself, things are going to be really weird.
Wait, what are you going to pick? If you were coming in right now, what do you want?
I like...
What is Paul?
Yellow is my favorite color. So, like, when I was going with my friend who was a real estate agent and had a designer background to your store, I was like, what about this? And, it was just like, Paul, you're an idiot.
But it's only yours. He's not living with it.
That's right.
Well,
She's not living.
Yeah, but I also have no taste when it comes to furniture.
Well, that's why you come to Walter E. Smith,
right,
where our design professionals guide you through the whole process, and they will not let you make a bad choice.
That's good.
But actually,
good,
Paul, yellow is in style now.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah, I should have just stuck
with
yellow.
We were just at the spring, at the spring furniture market, we saw so much yellow, like every different shade of it, too.
I already have a lot of yellow now, but...
Well, then you're right on trend.
Right.
Yeah. You're the trendsetter.
I was ordered to pick things that were like basic colors, like gray and things that match my house. Because my family's Persian, so we have a ton of rugs, mm-hmm. Persian rugs.
Oh, that's cool.
So finding furniture that matches one of the rugs that I had to keep in my house.
That can be limiting.
Yeah. So like there was
colors. But those rugs are really in style right now too. You know, kind of the statement rugs.
Do you guys
buy
them? Because I've got a ton to get rid of.
Do you really?
Well, my parents are hopefully moving soon, so we want to like.
I'll buy one.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk. Well, they don't know I'm selling them yet, but we'll talk.
Is there space in your office with those rugs? Like a cool, like kind of boho look.
Yeah, they have like authentic ones, and they have this house that we grew up with, but my parents are older now, it's just them two, and my brother and I are like, what are we going to do with all these rugs, like, if they move, which is, we're trying to get them to move, and it's like, there's only so many you can have. I have a condo in Lincoln Park, my brother lives in Florida, but there's only so much Persian rug you can have in a
house. I'm sure this would be sacrilege, but sometimes people use them to upholster like a big ottoman. Or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
It's actually, they're really cool.
Which is, they're absolutely beautiful, like pieces of art. And I don't know if that go against everything that you believe in.
I would like to see that. That's a good argument.
They're beautiful. And they're all one of a kind, just like the rugs.
Huh.
So, something that, well,
there you go.
You know,
there's one rug down.
Think about, yeah. How many upholstered ottomans do you need, though, in the house? But
I only have one room from one ottoman in my place, so.
There you go. And the thing is that, like, when you do make a choice decorating wise, or in you're talking about your parents, you know, trying to pare down, I'm guessing there are a lot of people who work with their parents too, trying to figure out what that sort of, you know, new life is like as well when they move to a smaller place, or they don't have to worry about, you know, keeping up a guest room for their kids to come visit and things like that.
See, my parents, when we were growing up, they would buy things just that they liked because they liked them, but they had no idea of how to like match things like myself. So like we had like this modern marble floors, but then they'd have like traditional furniture and you're like, this doesn't look right. Even I knew it and I know nothing. So that's why I'm like, maybe you shouldn't tell people to be you, and you guys should have your specialist be more aggressive.
Well, no, that's kind of one reason. That's part of the like process, I think, was working with a designer.
I
kind of figuring out
it,
what your style is and then like working at it, you know, and making it look beautiful.
Right. It should be a hyphen after that says be you, unless you don't know what you're talking about.
Or, unless your favorite color is yellow. Yeah, yeah.
Or unless this from the 60s era, I worked years ago with a free spirit who left with two men in a bar, and she knew she was in trouble when she first spotted a bed hanging from heavy chains.
Oh, oh my gosh.
And like the stuff of nightmares.
And hog choppers were in the kitchen. What?
What's a hog chopper?
I don't know.
You have to ask that question, too. I genuinely don't know.
I don't
want to
know. I don't want to know.
I don't know what a hog chopper is.
Sounds like something from a bad movie.
I think it's all in the name, folks.
Hog chopper?
All in the name.
You're taking it literally. I have a question.
I'm going medieval times with that.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree. You're going to be that drumstick. Go ahead.
I had an argument with someone this week, and they said canned lighting is out. Is that true?
What?
Canned lighting? Like the canned
light? Yes, because light fixtures are in big time.
Chandeliers,
statement things. Those are, you can't go wrong with those.
There's so many cool of chandeliers.
There are so many options. Yeah.
From rustic
to elegant.
What if you have
low ceilings?
A pendant or like a, flush mount, something. Oh, not a pendant, but you know.
Mm. Well, something that also like kind of hugs the ceiling too in a long way. And says, I want to come work with you guys. I'm thinking about Paul's apartment.
One. The twig flush mount, it does. It
sort of weaves.
Almost weaves its way out from the center where the power comes in, and it's stunning. It's gorgeous.
I don't know if nature elements fit in your apartment, Paul. No.
I mean, I'm never home, so it doesn't really matter at this point. And I might be moving, so it doesn't matter.
Really?
Well, I mean, maybe at some point.
You need somewhere for all those rugs.
That's right.
Yes.
One of my favorite things when I first walked into Paul's apartment was I realized he lives like I do, but he lives alone, so it's not okay that I do it. When he opens a cupboard, he doesn't necessarily close it. Yeah, so I came in and his kitchen had like all these open cupboards. But I do the same thing, and my husband like walks right, like he'll like, come in, like he'll forget that one's open above him, reach for something below, and I hit his head on the one that's open, so I have to stop.
Always leave them open. It drives my husband crazy.
Yeah, what is
it?
Like,
what's the reason to
keep it open? Close them in front of me really loud.
What's wrong with you?
Like,
that's crazy. Close
a noise when it closes.
I don't know. I forget. I don't know what's going through my head. There's no thought process.
Right. We open it, and for whatever reason, like that, we don't finish the process. We just kind of like get
You're
what we
like,
need.
Go back for another snack.
It's loud.
Or maybe
too.
I'm planning to go back or something. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
You guys are nuts.
Yeah, I'm with you, Maureen.
Okay, so
it's
such an easy way to make it look
I thought my sisters might back me up on this.
No.
You're alone. You and
all right. I do it all the time.
Me too. This is great.
Empty cupboards.
Who's
that?
Elliot, what do you do?
Cupboards.
Elliot, you're the tiebreaker.
You're the tiebreaker.
No, this all sounds like a subconscious revenge against not lowering the toilet seat. Or like, yeah, you know, like...
Wait, you don't lower it?
Or lifting it or whatever, you know?
Reclose it.
So what is it, Elliot? Do you leave them open or do you close them?
Yeah.
Well, I have spiders in my cupboards and they always say, like, close it. No, sorry.
Oh, scarier.
But that's so sweet.
But don't open
that's
it.
Yeah, he wants him to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I want him to be comfortable.
She bright.
He broke the tie. He's on.
He did kind of break the tie.
Even, no.
I want to thank Maureen, Colleen, and Katie from Waltry Smith. You can go to smith.com for all the great decorating ideas. You can find out about getting a consultant, what the process is like, and that's Smith with an E.com. That's Smith.com. It's not Smith with an E.com, although it's not a bad idea to buy
it. Not a bad idea.
SMITHE.com.
Well, is that the phone number too?
1-800-WITH-AN-E.
1-800-WITH-AN-E. We'd love to have you come back sometime again.
Absolutely.
We'd love that.
And thank you again, you guys, for outfitting the Teacher's Lounge at Jenner Ogden Schools. It's really, really generous and kind of you guys. And for what you're doing for Folds of the Flag?
Folds of Honor.
Folds of Honor. I was thinking of the flag, and I was putting that all together. I know we have like Rags of Honor. And so Folds of Honor.
Yep. Chicago.foldsofhonor.org is their website if you want to check it out.
Excellent. And please, whenever you can come back again, and I know, and you know, we can hang out before or after. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be well, and we'll see you again very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, no, it's absolutely my pleasure. It is time now for our news. Paul, did you bring is it legal for after the news?
I did not.
Okay. Well, what do you want? Well, we'll figure it out.
I
think we need to do a Deadpool from the Trump administration because we didn't even see McGahn coming. So we didn't even have him on our radar. So maybe there's
neither did the president.
No, neither did McGahn. He found out in a tweet, didn't he?
Yeah.